You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Matai Medical Research Institute and the Auckland Bioengineering Institute are working on new research to generate complete computerized models of children's physiology, particularly internal organs. Currently, the only modeling data available is incomplete from overseas or of adult organs. Researchers hope to develop an idea of what normal physiology for New Zealand children looks like in order to allow for earlier detection of abnormalities. I spoke to Dr. Haribalan Kumar of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute to find out more. I started our interview by asking why complete child physiology models were only now being created.
This is first time because such an imaging has been available, for specific organs only, not for all organs in the same child. And also the models have mostly been used for adults because of the nature of data that was available. So then this question arose like a year ago or so when we asked how different was the function in some of these models were for children. And then at that time, the data was not available, or it was available for specific organs only, for example, brain. There might be a database available. And then we took that holistic approach with MATAI, where we could actually image all the organs in the same child so that we can start looking at the interdependence of these organs. And then therefore we started this study. And then we started to develop these models for imaging for each child.
What organs are being modeled?
So the organs we looked at to start off with, because we had to manage the number of the organs we looked at, so this was a feasibility study. So we looked at brain, heart, lungs, muscle, and bones. Bones and muscle in the legs, mainly.
How do children's organs differ from adult organs, and what does the research aim to uncover?
Right. So we expect to see differences because we're looking at 7 to 12-year-olds. We're not looking for just differences in size and because we know that there will be size differences, but we are looking for more in terms of these models becoming predictive in nature. So we do expect to see changes in physiology and also capture the variability in some of these, because in specific researches, for example, in research areas, lung physiology, people might so many times assume the child's lung to be a scaled down version of regular scaled down version of an adult lung. So we hope to see physiology and differences much more than what size, or in this case volume, would show. So those are and same applies to heart function and also muscle and bone and stuff. So we are, for example, in this initial research, we looked at data from brain imaging and compared that with the anatomical variability that we are picking up in blood flow, and see as some of the brain functions are actually quite interesting. So we hope that as we go along, we'll uncover more of these, some of the questions that are still unknown or assumed that they're just scaled down versions of, adult function.
What technology will be used to make these scans of children's physiologies?
Yes, the scans we use are MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging. We employ what's called advanced sequences. These are specifically tailored imaging methods that can scan this particular organ. And for modeling, we work with Auckland Bioengineering, which has a legacy of developing these computational models that starts from images, and it takes these images through what's called a workflow to generate these computer models in a specific manner. So this combination of MRI imaging, MRI scans, and computational modeling are the tools that are used.
How many scientists and organizations are involved with this new research?
Right. So currently it's MATAI Medical Research Institute and Auckland Bioengineering, and also from University of Auckland, and working with GE Healthcare, and these are the three main organizations involved right now.
What have other countries been doing in the way of modeling complete physiologies?
So there are imaging biobanks, and that's kind of how this study actually started off, which is just to say, okay, can we build a biobank that's local to New Zealand? So there have been works elsewhere which have scanned the whole body physiology for organs. So there have been specific studies that in Singapore and a few other Netherlands and a few other places. So there have been studies like this. But there are specific aspects that are unique to this study, which we aim to keep developing as we go forward in the study.
What are the major benefits that you see for children's medical science of making complete models?
So the benefits are, first off, we don't know what's the range of normative data, normative variability in iTiroa kids. So we tend to use data from elsewhere, or which is outside of New Zealand. So first off, these kind of normative databases that can be generated regionally and also within New Zealand, for that matter, for using local data, would be representative of our population. So you can actually know what's normal, and it will help us understand what's abnormal. So generation of that data first is needed, and that will lead to better representation of our population's variability. The second is, because we employ computational modeling, there's an added benefit to that, because these models will become predictive in nature, so that we can not just image, but also become more predictive in how we pick up these pathologies, and or how we how we use advanced techniques to see what's much earlier than they are presented at radiology.
That was Dr. Hari Balan Kumar of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute on generating complete models of children's physiology.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.